Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. How you doing, Commissioner Hart, down in Chattahoochee County, Casita, Georgia? How y'all doing down there? What about my friend Tax Commissioner Huff over in Talbot County? I hope you're doing well, good as well, my friend. And all my folks over in West Alabama and East Georgia and down near Eufaula and Dothan, we appreciate y'all for listening. And I promise you, you know, we're going to try to keep it going with all the exciting shows that we've had. And you know, lately I've just been on this tip of highlighting our young people, because too often we see too many negative stories in the news and, you know, someone, another person arrested, another person shot, another person murdered. And it's not often that we really reflect on our young, our youth, particularly our young black males that are probably on the brink of something great. We just don't know it yet. But I think I got one in here with me today, and we're going to have a great conversation with him and his mom, you know, and we're going to just move on forward with this conversation. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. So let's go ahead. And I'm glad to have with me today Mr. Keandre Hopper and his mother, Miss Monica Hopper. How you doing today, Keandre?
Great. How you doing?
Now, Keandre, let's go ahead, and I'm doing great, but let's go ahead and clear the air and make it well known that you are a Carver High Tiger, right?
Yes, sir.
Carver High rising senior. Just finished your junior year.
Yes, sir. Class of 2020.
Class of 2020 is on the way, y'all. Go on and get ready, because they are coming through the door. Now, Keandre, I wanted to talk with you today because there's something about you that a lot of folks here in the city don't know yet, but we're going to know it soon because we're about to share it. You are what a lot of people consider an already all-star football player.
I guess so, yes.
You guess so. Hey, keep it humble, brother. I like that. You know, mama taught you. I see mama smiling. I'm like, good answer. What position you play in football?
I play defensive end and outside linebacker. So sort of a hybrid.
Okay. And what makes you like that position?
I've always been on the line since I was 6. I played at Edgewood, and I've always been on defense. And when I came to high school, the people were bigger than me, and I still want to play defense on the line. And so they moved me around from linebacker to defensive end, and I just like getting after the quarterback, and I love hitting.
Getting after the man with the ball. Well, obviously, Keandre, a lot of people have noticed that you love hitting and you love defense, because as of today, you have received 15 offers from colleges to come play football.
Yes, sir.
On a scholarship. Yes. How do you feel, man?
Well, I want to give glory to God. He made all this happen, and I always have to stay humble throughout this whole process. And every offer that comes through is always a great moment. I always got to be humble. It's exciting, actually.
And let's add to that. 6 of those 15 are from Ivy League schools.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, you've gotten an offer from every Ivy League school in the United States. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. And so what has it been like to get this attention, and you haven't even started your senior year yet?
Well, I know it's been very busy. It's been very fast. And, you know, a lot of people come and greet you, say, I've seen what you've been doing, and I don't know these people, but apparently they've been seeing what has been coming my way, and you're going to be blessed. And that's it.
Wow. What has it been like to see your family, you know, preparing for these conversations and entertaining letters and calls and potential visits and talking to coaches and things of that nature? What has it been like?
Well, my mom and my dad, they always with me every step. So every conversation on the phone, my parents are always there with me. And they ask questions that I wouldn't ask, but they're bold enough to ask.
Yeah. Brother, it is truly a blessing to have a mother and a father that are there with you, walking this journey with you. And I don't care where you end up, I want you to always remember that they were there with you to make sure that you were taken care of, and they helped you get to this point right here. And I tell you, you have two amazing parents, and I'm glad to have Monica here with us today. And Monica, you wiping tears now. Don't do this now, because I gotta talk. I can't cry with you right now, but I feel your joy. Yeah. I feel your pride. Just tell the listeners what it means right now to know that you raised this son that is not only excelling academically, but, you know, is potentially on a route to play football in the area where he will be well noticed and completely paid for.
Yes, it has really and truly been a blessing. We, you know, as parents, you know, with us raising two young black males in Columbus, you, like you say, you always hear something negative mm-hmm. on the news. You're always seeing something negative, but we have such great kids. You know, they work hard. He works extremely hard. Keandre is that kid that, you know, ever since he was little, he's a routine kid. He knows we make sure that we instill in him, as long as you do your homework, as long as you're great in school, if you work hard, you can go anywhere you wanted to go. And he's just, he found what he loved, and he loved football, he loved basketball, and he loved space.
Right.
And those things has always been in him, and as parents, we just always nurtured that, and we just always said, you can do anything, you know, as long as you do what you're supposed to do in the classroom, everything else will fall in line. And it just, you know, he participates in his church. I mean, it's nothing that we have to beg him to do.
Where do y'all go to church?
We go to 4th Street Missionary Baptist okay, Church Pastor with Flakes. Pastor Flakes the third. Yes,
JK3.
Yes, he's awesome as well. He always, you know, he has an open line of communication with him just as we do, you
right,
know.
Right.
So I think that's usually his first text out. Hey, Pastor, you know, I got an offer from Harvard. I got an offer.
You know, that's amazing. And Monica, you know, when I look at it and when I take a look at his immediate surroundings, his bubble of support, I look at you. You work within the field of education.
Yes, 23 years.
And I know your husband very well, and he's always out there supporting youth and yes. what they're doing, not only mm-hmm. his children, but other children,
yes,
too.
Yes, he has. Yes.
So he's spreading the wealth. He's trying to help mm-hmm. bring other people's kids along. And you two are just like the epitome of just an example of what we would want good parenting to yes. look
Thank
like.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a blessing. We don't do it by ourselves. I tell anybody, they say, how did you do this? How did you do this? And we always say, by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of
we
God.
We don't take anything for granted.
What was it like having your son at the school where you teach, though? How was that interaction? I'm just curious. Like, I know. It's like, what was that like?
You know, it's, what you think?
Well, everybody knows you, and you can't get away with anything. I'll tell you that.
And that's true, because, you know, at the end of the day, he's still a kid. He's a great student.
Right,
but, you
right.
know, if he slips out of line just a little bit, because uh-huh. he's still a teenager,
uh-huh.
you know, never been in any trouble.
Right.
Thank God for that.
Thank
but,
God for that.
You know, sometimes as a kid, you can sometimes get that silly moment and the teachers look at you. You know, your mama just right down the hall.
Right, right. They don't have to call her.
Do I?
Just walk down the hall. I'll be two doors down. Like, she right there.
I know his first, his freshman year coming in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had to go in for pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he came in, I took him. I was like, this is my son. This is my son. You know, not thinking that any teacher would have any issues with
right,
him.
Right.
But if you do, this is my son.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, my room number.
Mm-hmm. Just come get me.
Just call to the room and send him to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
So it's actually been great, you know, because it's just been great. He's never had to pull that my mama work here card.
Right.
He never had
right.
to do that.
23 years in education, Miss Monica, you know, do you think that those years in education prepared you for raising your own children? Or do you see some of those transferable skills, what worked with your child at home, you've used that at school with other folks' children to help relate to them, to help connect with them? How has that intersected in your life?
Both helped tremendously with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for teaching so long, because I started so early. I started
mm-hmm.
teaching before I even thought I would ever be a parent. And so I was able to see, you know, where although this kid
had his mom or she had her mom, I would just wish the parent was there a little more. So, which in my head made me say, I'm always going to be there. Mm-hmm. With whatever my kids have going on, I'm going to always be there. I'm not going to miss anything.
Wow.
You know, because it's kind of hard when you see a kid who's up for an award or receiving any kind of recognition, mm-hmm. and that kid is there alone. And as a teacher, you want to always be there to stand there with that kid.
You know, that's why I appreciate educators so much. And, you know, and I think educators, I think you guys have the hardest job in the nation. And I just think it's sad what we see happening on a state level. You don't have to speak about it. I will. Was, you know, the cutting of funding from education and not giving you guys the resources that you need to be successful. I've seen teachers come out of their pockets for money for field trip to help pay for graduation gowns, to help get prom gowns and things of that nature. You're more than just a teacher.
Yeah.
You're really like angels.
Oh, wow.
Making an impact in the life of someone else's child while they're at work comfortably making money to feed the family.
True.
And helping them develop and grow.
Yes.
And you know, so when you think about it from that perspective, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And you look at the example that's coming out of Carver recently. Boys and girls state championship team. You know,
yes.
Here's your son, 15 offers and 6 from an Ivy League school. There's some greatness brewing over at Carver.
Greatness. I wish it was advertised more. We have great kids at Carver.
Right.
We really do. We have great teachers at Carver.
Yes.
And, you know, and our teaching staff loves the children. You know, because you can't teach. You can't have 23 years under your belt in education if you don't love the kids.
If you don't love the
and
kids.
And it doesn't matter where you are, what school mm-hmm. you're in, mm-hmm. you have to love the kids. You have mm-hmm. to be able to put yourself mm-hmm. on the back burner mm-hmm. for the children. It's great.
It's great.
I love it at Carver.
Because you never, you know, people take jobs for different reasons, but you mm-hmm. you certainly like those educators that have the passion and the love.
Yes.
For what they do, because those are the educators that will go the extra mile to give that child the extra attention that they need.
Yes.
To look for creative measures to get them back engaged academically mm-hmm. with what they have going on in the classroom. And Principal Lindsay, I tell you, he is just phenomenal.
Yes.
He is absolutely phenomenal. And we are certainly looking for greater things coming out of Carver. Now that the summer is here, you can be teaching summer school? Or
No. I take a break. Because, you know, I turn into what Keandra said, you know, which one would be for the summer?
A housewife.
So over the summers, I really just focus totally on my family
yes.
and just us. You
yes.
know, we just
yes.
we just do what we do over the summers.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just, and we enjoy that.
You know, my smile is just so hard right now because, you know, I was primarily raised by a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and I have the same relationship that I see that you two have right here.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's one that's rooted in true love, understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell that you guys can talk about just about anything. And that's yes. the type of relationship that a parent have to have with their child. Because there's mm-hmm. so many negative influences that they can come across out there in the street that if they don't have the relationship where they can talk to you, mm-hmm. they don't know what's going on.
Yes.
And you know, how has this relationship, you think, help create, you know, the bond that you guys have? Like, did you want it to be like this?
Oh, yes. Because I, you know, it's funny, but my husband and I both, we have similar backgrounds mm-hmm. as far as our growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom and I still like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my dad and mm-hmm. my husband, although God rest his parents, so, you know, but they were like that. So mm-hmm. we made sure that with our kids, we just always talked about everything from the time they started talking. It was just full conversations. And even now, even if it's about friends that are girls, you know.
Friends that are girls.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you don't get no titles.
Yeah, say again.
I said, she don't give no titles.
I don't give them titles. I love it. You know. Mm-hmm. Because we have that relationship. And, you know, my husband and I, we don't sugarcoat anything with our boys. We just, if things happen to us, we feel it's important that they know about it. You know, we don't hide our bad decisions from them because mm-hmm. we want them to know we're human. We were teenagers. We made mistakes, mm-hmm. you know, and it just... We were not condemned for our mistakes.
Right.
You know,
right.
So we don't right. beat them down if they make a mistake. And we let them know you're human. You're not going to always, you know, you're not going to be perfect.
That's right.
You know, right. So it's okay to make a mistake. It's just, what do you do after that?
Keandre, what's one of your favorite sayings of your mother? And, you know, everybody got their mama that they say something that they just love. What's one of your favorite sayings of your mom?
Favorite sayings? She says a lot. That's one thing. She always tells me, don't give up. Just keep pushing. Keep living. That's old people saying, but keep living.
Keep living. And you find that as motivation?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. It pushes me all the time. Because mm-hmm. I know that something good is going to come out in the end through all this hard work and struggling.
Because, mm-hmm. man, I tell you, you know, woo-woo. To be a good football player, you have to put in a lot of work in, man. I mean, I don't even want to walk to my car out there and all this heat that we got outside. You know, and so to be out there in summer practices and spring games and all that kind of stuff, you got to love it.
It's a lot of sacrifice. I tell you that. My coach tells us that all the time. He said, you have to sacrifice if you want to be great. If you want to be the best out there, you have to sacrifice.
Wow. Wow. We are here having a conversation with Monica Harper and Keandre Harper. As you guys heard, Keandre is a rising senior at Carver High School. Shout out to all my people from Carver High, all the alumni that, you know, gives back to the institution, support the institution. You have a reason to be proud. There's a lot going on at Carver, and our young folks need us to continue to support them and make sure that the city, the region, know all the great things that are happening at Carver, because there's so much happening. This kid has 15 offers already from colleges and 6 from Ivy League schools. And I tell you, that's just absolutely phenomenal. But we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the conversation a little bit more and learn a little bit more about Keandre and you know, what he's thinking and what's going on with him and things of that nature. Because trust me, this kid is going to make Columbus very proud. Just trust me. Just bear with me. In a few years, you'll be saying, Teddy said it a long time ago. But other folks have said it too. I was somebody put me on the game. Like, you need to talk to Keandre Harper. I said, well, I will do that. And so I'm glad that we made this decision and that you're here. So this is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We'll be right back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. As you heard the first half, you certainly have been enjoying a good show. But we're continuing our conversation with Keandre Harper and his mom, Monica Harper. And we're so proud of Keandre. Not only did he represent us well here in Columbus, he's representing Carver High School. This kid is a rising senior. Defensive end?
Yes, sir. Defensive end, outside linebacker.
Outside linebacker, defensive end on the football team. He has 15 offers already from colleges all over the United States. 6 offers from Ivy League schools. And trust me, that's all of the Ivy League schools. So 6, he's got an offer from every one of them. So the brother certainly has a bright future. future in front of him. And I'm telling you, I have been so impressed with his demeanor, his professionalism, his respect from the moment he walked in the door. And this is the type of kid we want to make sure we continue to highlight, because the more young people we can get to model Keandre, the greater we'll be in our community, and we'll be able to continue to move the community forward and fight some of these stigmas that people continue to put on certain institutions here in our city. We can combat that, and it requires us working together. It requires a little inspiration, and that's why I have him here, because inspiration can come from so many different places. Now, Keandre, I got a question for you, right? About a couple weeks ago, I had a guy here on my show who talked about being an All-American, playing football and graduating and on his way to college. Had a full offer as well. And he unfortunately, the summer before college started, got himself in some trouble. Mm-hmm. In which his scholarship and everything was snatched from him. And he wanted to come on my show and talk about that, because he wanted the seniors that we just graduated this weekend and earlier this week here in Columbus to hear his story. And maybe his sacrifice would save someone else. If he was here today and was looking right at you and he said that to you, what would you say to him that you're going to do to make sure that you don't have those type of difficulties?
I'm going to make sure that I keep my nose clean, first of all, and stay away from the bad crowds. I'm always, a lot of people say I'm always the odd man out. I do everything different. Mm-hmm. I always try to be different, that different kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to stay that way, but try to stay that way. Let me say that.
You know, some of the most successful people and some of the wisest people in our country are those that decided not to follow the crowd, but to embrace their uniqueness and embrace who they are. Because when you're trying to be like somebody else, you'll never stand out, because now you're just a duplicate. So you say, you know, you're the odd person out. You are being Keandre. What does it feel like to just be Keandre?
Just to be me on a regular basis, well, right now it's a lot of pressure, because I know a lot of people are counting on me to do good things. Mm-hmm. And I always want to be positive and be a leader, first of all, for my team and my peers around me.
And your community.
Oh, in my community.
And your community. And, you know, we're counting on you to do great things, but that count on you is support of you. We're supporting you. We're not standing back with our arms folded saying, brother, you got to get this done and you got to do it all by yourself. No, we're rooting for you. We're with your parents. You should look at when your dad put something on social media, how many folks get on there, and when your mom plays something on social media, people generally have a love for you, brother. And I even feel the anointing with you even being here in the room. Like, you are highly favored. You are blessed, my man.
Thank you.
You are blessed, and you belong to a great church family over there at 4th Street with Pastor Flakes and First Lady Flakes and all the great people over there. You know, next year is going to be your senior year. When you leave Carver, what do you want your legacy to be leaving Carver?
I want for the people, for the kids up under me to follow my footsteps. I want them to strive to do the best they can in everything and to be unique, mm-hmm. to be different. Don't fall into the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely some good advice for some of your friends and other people that you know that may have found themselves in a lifestyle that they know is not positive for them. What kind of encouragement would you give them to find themselves out of that?
Oh, I try to steer them the right way all the time. I always tell them, don't do this, don't do that. Like, there's always something better to do instead of whatever you're doing right now. Or in a negative situation, I always try to tell them, think positive. I always try to be their brother for them, mm-hmm. and lead them the right way, or be that comfort that they need, that they don't have, let's say, at home. That's what I like to be. Yeah.
So this is not your first interview, is it?
No, sir. It's not.
Oh, okay.
Well, you did one.
I did one in eighth grade.
So this is like this is like your second one?
Third.
Third?
Yes,
brother, sir. You are handling it just like a pro. I mean, you are on it. You know, you, I mean, just when I think that I'm impressed with you, you do something that makes me even more impressed. And I think that's just, again, I think that's a reflection, you know, of your parents and what they've been able to do for you. What has it been like matriculating at Carver? Like, you know, when you're in college somewhere and somebody say to you, hey, what was your high school like? What would be your response?
Oh, it was fun. It was real. Actually, I know it'd be real fun, especially this senior coming up. We're trying to do grad bash. Cause right now, I'm the president and my vice president.
You're the president?
Oh, senior class.
You're the president of your senior class?
Yes, sir.
Man, oh, wow. Wow, you just took it to another level then. So not only are you smart, not only are you athletic, got all the Ivy League schools looking at you, but you're also a leader for your class.
Yes. With a full agenda. He already has an agenda to attack. It's amazing. And I told the guidance counselor. This, she was like, your son is the president. I said, with a full agenda. I'm just.
Just stepping to the side.
I'm stepping to the side.
Just stepping to the side. How what's your plan to tackle all this, Keandre?
All right. So, my vice president, Ja'Kai's Cradle, mm-hmm. he has 16 or 17 offers. He plays football, wide receiver. Yeah, he's unstoppable. But
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to go back to that for a second. So, two star football players are the president and vice president of the senior class.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm here for that all day, bro. I am here for that all day. Because, you know, too often, and I'm going to say this, and people know it to be true, and I must remain politically correct, but too often people look at black athletes to be dumb, to not be ones that understand leadership. You know, you're just out there to do a job and to do work. But you brothers are taking it to another level. You're exceeding expectations. Yes, and that's greatness. That's greatness, brother. I mean, Mom, wow.
I know.
Did he tell you he was going to run for senior class president?
Yes. I had to sign the form.
You had to sign the form.
I had to prove that I would allow, you know, my son. Uh-huh. You know, you have to have parental permission. Right. So, yes.
What was your initial thought, Mom?
I just said, okay. That was my initial, because, you know, it's always, you know, I always look at his next thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
I know there's always something coming next.
Right.
So when he was, okay, Mom, you need to sign this form. Okay.
Wow.
So once I found out that another teacher came to me and said, Keandre was voted class president. I was like, really? What did they? So I was excited, you know, and I kind of
blessing to live this. Yeah. You are getting this up close view.
Yes, and I always
of your
tell
son
it.
Doing amazing things.
Yes,
and you're right there in the environment.
Yes, but I'm not the first to always find out. It's like I always find out from someone else before he can get to me to tell me. Somebody's already come by.
Wow.
To tell me, and then I always tell his dad, and I'm trying to do better. I always tell his dad before he could tell her because I get excited. And he's like, Mom, I'll tell dad. And I'm like, okay.
okay. Wow. So, wow. Brother.
Yes.
That
but
is,
he's earned, you know, because he works so hard. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that because I have to tell kids, you know, they were like, you know, because kids really look up to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's older. I teach mostly sophomores, mm-hmm. so they're like, they always look up to him, but I have to tell them, you know, as a teacher, we try to, you know, express to our kids, our students, how important it is to go home and practice, mm-hmm. because he'll come home after practice at 8 o'clock, but stay up all night to do his homework. He may not get in bed till 1 or 2 a.m.
Wow.
And then get up the next morning and go to school, never falls asleep in class, wow. take in more information and do the same thing the next night. You know, so it's just like, he deserves it. And I tell him, I said, look what you've done, you know.
Making it happen.
So, yeah.
You know, I had the.
It's just such a blessing. You know, you are blessed. And
you are
just
blessed. I had the honor of speaking to the Kendrick High School seniors at their senior luncheon last week. And one thing that I left them with was, you know, grind now, shine later.
Oh, wow.
And that's what you're doing. That's what your mom just described. You're getting it done. You're not making excuses. You know, you're not holding yourself back. Now, you have two little brothers.
One
little brother.
And a god brother.
And a god brother. So you have one brother and a god brother.
Yeah, that's
What does it mean to you, Keandre, to know that they're watching you? And they see your behavior and they see your pattern. Are you conscious of that?
Oh, I am all the time. It means a lot because I know my brother. He follows in my footsteps. And he thinks he's a bigger brother, but he does look up to me, and I want him to see somebody doing good that's real close to him. He's like my best friend.
Wow. He's your best friend. How many years apart are y'all?
2 years.
2 years apart. So that's pretty close. That's pretty close. You know, a brother's at the point to where you are comfortable letting your little brother know that you love him and you want the best for him?
Oh, yes, sir. All the time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, so many of our young folks out there just need to know that someone loves them. Mm-hmm. Someone cares. Someone's fighting for them. Someone's trying to inspire them to do greater things. And when you have that built in at home, Mom, for baby boy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 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 Well, I tell you, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with both of you today. And
thank you.
Keandre, I'm going to give you the last word here. If there's any words of inspiration that you want to leave for any young athlete out there that may be listening, or someone that may be older than you that's trying to do something that seems difficult, and they just, the pressure's mounting, and every day is a new challenge, and they just want to give up and throw in the towel, what you say to them, Keandre?
You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take, meaning that if you don't try or put your foot forward, then you don't know if you will accomplish what that specific task is.
Wow. Man, you just sent chills up my body. This rising senior just said you will miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Brother, that is amazing. Oh, my God. Our youth will lead us. I have thoroughly enjoyed you. Thank you so much, Ms. Monica Harper, for being an amazing mother, an amazing educator, and just being willing to come on and share you and your son's story and his story and where he is and why this is so important to the history of Carver High School, and how we need to wrap our hands around Keandre and make sure that we're praying for him and that we're supporting him and asking God to continue to cover him and protect him. And yes. Brother, again, I see greatness in you, man. I see greatness in you. Don't forget about us here. You know, when you have mama all over the world, you know, just don't forget about us here. And just know that we support you and we love you, brother. And keep doing your thing. And I'm going to tell some other folks when I see them out in the streets. I'm going to say, you know, Keandre Harper told me you will miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yes, sir.
So at some point, you got to take that shot. And if you miss, just miss. But you know you're not going to make it if you don't take the shot at all. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. Again, I have enjoyed talking to Keandre Harper. 15 offers to colleges, 6 from Ivy League schools, class president, senior class president, Carver High School. His VP is his football classmate. He has 16 offers to other schools. Don't tell me there isn't greatness going on over there at Carver High. I think it's about time we look over there and replicate that model, because Lindsay and his team over there, they got something special going on, and I'm here for it all day. I'm here for it to support it. So thank you so much. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We look to hearing from you next Sunday. Take care. Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcast. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.